Shalom to all. Today's Daf is Yerushalmi Arla Daf Tes, and we are starting about six lines up from the bottom with the words Amar Rabbi Yosi, and in the village source of Daf, it's on Hey Amud Aleph, about halfway through the Amud. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Bas Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Now the Mishnah stated that if a tree got uprooted and subsequently replanted, but was still connected by a root the thickness of a chut shel mason, it's not like the tree's been replanted anew, and it's not chayav an arla. Now Chizki had asked, what about if the root was thinner than this? Does that mean the tree's considered detached from the ground? And we then said that Chizki was chayzer from this and holds that even if the root wasn't this thick, it's still considered attached to the ground. And Rabbi Yonah had brought proof to this from what Rabbi Yonah had said. Rabbi Yonah had explained that the reason a tree with such a root is pater from arla is because of its thickness, because evident that it's been in the ground for 3 years. Now it's obvious from here that even if the root is not that thick, it's still considered attached to the ground. It might not have been in the ground for 3 years, but it's still considered attached to the ground. However, Rabbi Yosi says, afilu yesh by shalosh shanim ein by kemachat shel masoi. Even if it's been in the ground for 3 years, it doesn't necessarily have to have this root that's as thick as a machat shel masoi. In other words, a tree could be 3 years old even if it doesn't have such a root. Yes, a root this thick definitely proves that the tree was in the ground for 3 years, but not having said root doesn't mean the tree isn't 3 years old. It's like saying all fish swim, but just because something swims, that doesn't mean that it's a fish. So too, if a tree has a root this thick, it's definitely 3 years old. But it's also possible to be 3 years old without having such a root. Therefore, says Rabbi Yosi, it's possible that even though Chizkiyo knew this dinner of Yanai, still, since the Mishnah says a tree that gets replanted with root thinner than this is chayav and arla, it's very possible it's considered detached from the ground. And Amar Yudan Masnisa Masayel Rabbi Yosi, the following is arrived for Rabbi Yosi. Now we have a mission regarding Shemitah that there's a difference between a fully grown tree and an atiyah, a sapling. And the question is, how do we define these? So it says that if it's 5, 6, or 7 years old, it could still be considered a sapling. Now Amar Rebbe tells us, Avcha Amru Benayis Chamesh, Benayis Shez, Benayis Sheva, even though they said a tree could be 5, 6, or 7 years old and still be considered a sapling, this isn't just a generalization for all trees. It's talking about specific trees. Ela Bigafanim Benayis Chamesh, a grapevine, even if it's 5 years old, could still be considered a sapling. V'te'enim Benayis Shesh, a fig tree, even if it's 6 years old, could be considered a sapling, and Bezesim Benayis Sheva, an olive tree, even if it's 7 years old, could be considered a sapling. Now we already see from here that even though the tree is more than 3 years old, it could still be, so to speak, considered young, and that would mean that it doesn't have this chutzal masun. Now we just have a question on this, Tesama based on the top, Vana Chamai, but we see Hadein Marvisa de Te'ena, this young fig tree, Asi Beperi, that it grows a lot of fruits. So how could you say that a fig tree is not considered fully matured until it's at least 6 years old? We see fig trees that are much younger than that, that grow a lot of fruit. And Amar Rav Yudan, he answers, Kad Tureifun La'ive, this is talking about when they're cut in half, when their thickness is cut in half, and then they're allowed to regrow, even though they're still considered young, that precipitates its growth significantly, and therefore it will grow a lot of fruit. But it's still, at least halachically, considered a sapling in a tia, and therefore once again, we could still see that a tree could be considered young, and that would mean, let's say, for our purposes, that it doesn't have a root, a thickness of a chut shel masun, but it still could have been in the ground for 3 years. I'm going to continue explaining the Mishnah. We had said, Ilan Shenekar by Brecha, that Havracha was done to them, one of the branches was bent into the ground. Now we just explain what exactly this Lashon of Brecha is. So here's one explanation. Ubay Bracha, it means there's Bracha there, meaning the reason why we call layering Brecha is because the Lashon of Bracha, by bending this branch into the ground and causing more things to grow from it, that brings blessing to the tree. Now Chana says, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Ubay Bricha. That really is the Lashon of Bricha, which basically means layering. It comes from the Lashon of Berech, knee, because when you bend it into the ground, it's like a knee. However, Amar of Manor of Manor says, Isbane Nash Shemain Brecha, there are people that they're called Brecha, command to Amar, Boy Baruch Hashem, like a person says, Boy Baruch Hashem. In other words, even if you're going to read the word as Brecha, it could still be understood, Milashain Bracha, because sometimes people are called Brecha. Now I want to discuss a din that we've already had before. Reb Zaira quotes Reb Yosi, who quotes Reb Lazar, who says B'Shem Reb Chanina, and Reb Ba quotes Reb Chiyo, who quotes Reb Lazar, who quotes Reb Chanina, who says B'Shem Reb Chanina ben Gamliel, Yaldash Yasipkel is Kena, a branch of a young tree that was connected to an old tree, meaning the old tree, the Zakena, the parent one, has already passed the years of Arla. Tara Yalda, the young branch, has now been purified. That's literally what it means. In other words, it's not Chayv and Arla anymore because it now is attached to the parent tree, and the parent tree is Pater. Now Rav Chiya bar Abba, Masnisa Amar Kein, our Mishnah says this, Sipa Gefanim, when grafting with grapevines, Sipa Kal Sipuk, one graft onto another graft, Aval Pishav Rechon Ba'aretz, even though subsequently these branches were bent into the ground, Mutter, all fruit growing from it is Mutter because it's getting its nourishment from the parent vine, which is already beyond the years of Arla. Now, Chash Loimar, why don't we suspect to say the Shem Hishrisha Yolda Ad Shaloi Tesachem Eskena? Maybe when he was subsequently mavrich this branch into the ground, this Yalda, this young branch, took root before it fully bound itself with the Zakena, the parent tree. And in that case, we technically should say that any fruits growing on this branch are Chayv in Arla. Because again, what did he do? He took this young branch and grafted it onto the old tree. Then he bent it into the ground, waiting for it to take root. Now, why don't we suspect that it took root before it actually fully bound with the parent tree? And then we should say that any fruits growing here are chayiv in arla because it's a brand new thing that took root in the ground. And since we don't say that, it must be that whenever we graft a branch from a young tree onto an old one, automatically that young branch becomes purified and is not chayiv in arla anymore. However, Rav Chananya Brei Rav Hillel says it's possible to say Rabbi Yehuda hi. Then our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Rabbi Yehuda says misachahi ad shalai tashresh, that we know for sure that anytime you graft something onto a tree and then you're mavrichet, it definitely was misachah. It definitely bound with the parent tree before it took root. This is actually not something that we should ever worry about. We don't have to worry about the fact that maybe it took root before it got bound to the parent tree. It's always going to bind itself to the parent tree before it takes root. So that's not necessarily raya. Now continuing with this, we have a totally different opinion. Rabbi Yossi says b'shem Rabbi Yechanon, sharashim ein behen mamesh. Roots don't make a difference. In other words, he argues with his grafting halacha, and he holds that when a young branch is grafted onto an old tree, we don't care about the roots of the old tree and that they've already passed through years of arla. This branch that's growing is chayv in arla. However, Amar Rabbi Zeir Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Zeir asked Rabbi Yossi, beferish masanim in Rabbi Yechanon? Did you hear this beferish from Rabbi Yechanon? Oh, I meant shitasei, or did you hear it from something else of his that you deduced that this is what he probably holds? You don't want alpha on top. Where might this have come from? Amar Rabbi Yechanon, Rabbi Yechanon says, v'tani kan, it's also taught in the Braisa, hekdesh v'achachach nata, pater min arla. If a person was makdesh a tree and then he planted it, it's pater from arla. Whereas nata v'achachach hekdesh, chayv ba'arla. If he planted it and then he was makdesh it, it's still chayv in arla. Now we know that hekdesh is pater from arla because of a drasha unetatem, and this excludes hekdesh. Nonetheless, we see that if he first planted the tree, being mechayv in arla, and then he was makdesh it, it's still chayv in arla. Now v'atun sovereign meimar, maybe you thought to say based off of this that hekdesh pater is kena pater, that the patur of hekdesh from arla is the same patur of his kena from arla. But by the same token, we would have a chiyuv, just like we saw in this braisa, that if a person planted a tree and then he was makdesh it, it's still chayv in arla. We would say the same by a zakena, that if we had a zakena and then grafted a young tree onto it, the young branch is still chayv in arla because it was chayv in arla before you grafted it. And this is true, says Rav Zeir to Rabbi Yossi, that you didn't hear this directly from Rabbi Yochanan, you just deduced it based off of this thing that he said. V'loy damya, these are actually not comparable. Hektesh roi hu levdaisa l'chayvai. Hektesh, one is able to be paidet and be mechayv it, and therefore ha'il v'roi l'chashvai l'chayvai. Since you're able to think about it and mechayv it, therefore it's chayv. In other words, even though hektesh is pater from arla, since a person could technically redeem a tree from hektesh and then it would be chayv in arla, that's why if it was chayv in arla before he was makdash it, it doesn't lose the status of chiyuv once he is makdash it, because again, there's always a way to take a tree out of hektesh and be mechayv it. However, is l'cha gabi zakena roi lachshav alei l'chayva? Do you have such a situation by a zakena, by an old tree that's beyond its 3 years, that you could think about it and be mechayv it? No. Once it passes 3 years, that's it. It's over. There's no way to change its designation and all of a sudden be mechayv in arla. And therefore, it makes sense to say that when we graft a young branch onto an old tree, this young branch now takes the din of the old tree and it becomes pater in arla. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this with different dinim. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.